Managing the Money Flow Practice Guided Exercise. Let's prepare by turning away from external distractions, finding a comfortable, quiet place to sit, and be able to capture your ideas in a notebook or journal. Close your eyes. Let's breathe normally. And allow the body to really relax completely. Start at the top of the head. Relax the head and neck. Relax our shoulders, arms, and hands. Relax the torso and hips. Relax our legs and feet. Let's center by taking 3 deep breaths in through the nose and out through the nose and mouth. Consciously dedicate this practice to serving your higher power and the reality of wholeness by being willing to surrender and let go. You can say, "I surrender," out loud. I surrender. We'll begin with assessing our current money management system. Without judgment or blame, take an inner look at your current money flow system and choices. What do you see as strengths, weaknesses, and areas for change? Now let us move into contemplating and choosing the categories and the percentages we want to include in our conscious money management system. I'll go through a list of categories. As you hear each one, you can write down the ones that feel right to you, name them or rename them however you like, and then I'll go back through the list and repeat them, and you can see what percentages you might want to work with. So in your conscious money management system, as money flows in, here are categories where you may direct it. Spiritual giving. Savings or financial investing. The category of savings or financial investing. The category of tax obligation. The category of contingencies. Debt reduction. Category of debt reduction. Long-term savings. Category of long-term savings. personal spending or daily spending. Personal spending, daily spending. The category of business growth. So this would be if you're running or managing your business, you need to be able to fund your business growth. Category of children or family. Do you want to have a separate category for children or family? The category of legacy or retirement. Sometimes people like that word. Legacy or retirement. And the category of fun or play. Fun or play. So take a deep breath. Feel that in front of you, you have a draft list of the categories that are important to you. You may want to take a moment and see if you need to add any category that's not there. And now I'll go back and go through the categories, and you can feel into what percentage of inflow do you want to dedicate to that category as an outflow. You don't have to worry if the percentages add up to 100% now. You can just feel into a percentage that feels right to you and do the math later. So we'll begin with spiritual giving. What percentage feels right to you for spiritual giving? Saving and financial investing. What percentage to saving and financial investing? Tax obligations. What percentage for tax obligations? Contingencies. What percentage for contingencies? Debt reduction. What percentage of income for debt reduction? Long-term savings. What percentage for long-term savings? Daily spending, necessities. What percentage for daily spending and necessities? Business growth. What percentage for business growth? Children and family. What percentage for children and family? Legacy, retirement. What percentage for legacy and retirement? Fun and play. What percentage for fun and play? And take a moment and just see if there's another category or a percentage that you want to add or change. And know that you will come back to these notes and analyze them and be able to change them and incorporate them into action. But lift your awareness up a level and see yourself. See what it looks like, what it feels like, and what it sounds like when you are conscious, generous, and free as you engage in this money management system. We'll leave some space for you to feel yourself embodying this conscious money management system. Thank you. And finally, we'll ask, how will I know I'm successful at this? What sense of celebration or mastery will I plan for and look for when I'm successful at managing my money flow? We give thanks. We give thanks for the spiritual inspiration flowing through the habits, intentions, and ideas around managing our money. We trust that we are guided from this reflection to stop, start, and do differently as needed to serve wholeness, live in freedom, and circulate possibility. It is good. It is done. All is well. And so it is.